Greenways are nothing new for Charlotte. These pedestrian and bicycle paths are scattered throughout the county, but most sections are only a few miles long. That's about to change. A project is in the works to link some of these paved paths and create one continuous greenway from Pineville northeast to the Cabarrus County line. WFAE's Lisa Worf has more on an effort that's not just about recreation, but also economic development.
Bicyclist Dean Broadhag and his friend are out for a leisurely ride along the Little Sugar Creek Greenway just east of Uptown.
It's a hot day, and we're just trying to truncate our time so that we get to the nice greenways and we don't spend time on the side streets and such.
But they're not just bikers. They're also consumers. They plan to stop to get a cool drink at a restaurant along the way. And that's part of the reason developers like Lyle Darnell see a benefit to being located close to the greenway. He's with Edens, the company that owns Park Road Shopping Center in South Charlotte.
When we first bought this center, one of the greatest assets that we saw, even though we didn't own it or control it, was this Sugar Creek Greenway.
And he's talking to city council members on a tour of the greenways. The county now has 42 miles of them. The plan is to create a 26-mile continuous greenway called the Cross Charlotte Trail by linking some existing trails and building the rest. The idea is the longer the greenway, the more usage and development dollars it attracts.
And trails like this and the greenways like this that truly work, it's fascinating to see how much it means to the community and how
developers
well
in the early 20th century envisioned such breezy paths for Charlotte. But Mecklenburg County first got serious about them in the 1980s. At that time, many cities began turning their best land, taken up by abandoned industrial facilities, into parks and trails, says Ed McMahon with the Urban Land Institute.
It was really a sort of a consciousness changing where people started to realize that this was not a constraint, but a real opportunity. That, I think, was the genesis of this changed thinking about green space and economic development.
Baltimore has the Inner Harbor. Charleston has Waterfront Park. Here, local leaders want the Cross Charlotte Trail. It's expected to cost about $35 million. Much of that would come from a bond package going before voters next year.
Okay, everybody, so we're not going to get out of the bus here, so I need you all to look out this side of Cordelia Park.
The Greenway Tour isn't about persuading city council to support the trail. They already do. Mayor Pro Tem Michael Barnes says it's a no-brainer.
All of this territory from the northern part of Mecklenburg County and Charlotte to the South Carolina line, you open up all of that territory for redevelopment and for development.
The tour is more a feel-good session about the work accomplished and the work to come.
Everybody's been here. That's how popular this place is.
Good answer.
Exactly.
That's tour guide Michael Kirschman with the county's Parks Department. They're on a section of Little Sugar Creek Greenway with wide paths, fountains, and sculptures. Little Sugar Creek used to be one of the most polluted streams in the state.
It was so bad, we have pictures from decades ago, back in the 50s and 60s. They would hang barrels of perfume off the bridges to cover the stench of the creek.
Parts of the creek were covered with concrete slabs up until a few years ago. Now the Metropolitan Complex, with its 5 restaurant terraces, office suites, and condos, overlooks this section of the creek. Its developer, Peter Pappas, tells the group he had to persuade tenants that the location would be a big plus.
Now that they're here, and now that the greenway's finished, you know, it's working very well. But that was a bit of a challenge early on.
Further down the path, a 300-unit apartment complex is going up, trying to lure residents with the tagline, "Explore your backyard 1 mile at a time." There's certainly a lot of momentum for development so close to Uptown. But council member Vi Lyles points out the trail will also go through many struggling parts of the county.
The true test of it will be as we approach neighborhoods that perhaps were neglected, and as we try to improve those, what happens? How do we cultivate both the people that live there now as well as the people that want to live there?
If the bond passes, the trail's southern portion, stretching from Pineville to Uptown, is expected to be complete in the next 4 years. The northern portion, through NoDA and past UNC Charlotte, would take longer. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Worf in Charlotte.